but I really want to talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. John Ingram is the general manager at this, one of the last great true family automobile dealerships, not just here, but in the entire state of Alabama. And they're all there on the premises each and every day. Ray Ingram still comes in. He runs the show there, and he's hands-on to the extent he likes to, you know, everybody to know he cares. How can I help you? How can we make this a better place for our customers to come shop? Jack Ingram Select Used Cars with big selection and factory protection is that best option now with a certified warranty backed by a Nissan Certified Select program on every vehicle they house. Now, a vehicle that's sitting there on the showroom at Jack Ingram Select should feel proud because it has to pass so many tests. It's like qualifying for the Olympics. It's got to pass 84 points under the hood that have to meet original factory specifications or they're not interested. In fact, this has been something they've succeeded at for years. Finding and vetting vehicles so they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. I'm an eight-time customer. I can speak with authority to that. They take the guesswork out because your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, a limited warranty, and even rental car reimbursement so you can drive with confidence. Of course, you get the Carfax Vehicle History Report, and you know the vehicle's never been involved in a major wreck, too. So stop by and see the team at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, where you also find brand new Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi, or visit them. In fact, you do credit online, 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. All you need to do is pick out the car you'd love to drive from Jack Ingram Select. We reached the 4 o'clock hour.
Well, we're still very busy all over the area. Traffic's beginning to build now. We're getting later in the afternoon. Folks beginning to get off work. Very busy on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Travel Millbrook with Tubka giving us all clears, but busy street conditions. No major problems so far this afternoon. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak's been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611. for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
This is not headline news. April is National Stress Awareness Month. Actually, so is every month until the presidential election in November. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. I think that's what the headline said, but I drove up a curb while I was reading my phone on the way to work. Apple turned 48 yesterday, while their average iPhone assembly worker turned 8. Hackers leaked the private data of millions of AT&T users. Hey, that's our job, said TikTok. And a 94-year-old Ohio woman plans to visit all 7 continents, which would make her the first person to visit all continents while incontinent. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4, Jesse. Professor Ed.
News. I'm John Scott. On the economic front, U.S. job openings barely changed in February, staying at historically high levels and a sign that the American job market remains strong. The Labor Department reports employers posted 8.76 million job vacancies in February, up modestly from 8.75 million in January. A tugboat pushing a fuel barge has become the first vessel to use an alternate channel to bypass the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Officials say they're working on a second channel that will allow for deeper draft vessels, but they didn't say when that might open. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 396 points. The NASDAQ lost 156. The S&P 500 dropping 38 points. This is SRN News.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. If suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
The new Boom magazine is out. I will post the digital edition on my Facebook page in a moment. Got any special plans for the eclipse?
I think I'm taking a nap.
It's pretty much going to be like the one we had 7 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I remember the last time, and you really couldn't tell a whole lot from it.
The daylight takes on a different hue.
Yeah, it changes.
Janelle will have 90%.
Yeah.
Ours is going to be around 70, I think. Yeah. And our friend David Blackman is slipping into darkness on Monday.
I think that'd be cool to actually be in that kind of...
Yeah, Papa B on the phone with Larry Stevens, Rosie Brock, Greg Udell. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Greg. Rosie, Larry, it's always good.
Hey.
You know, I know that COVID thing was real. I know some people that died from it, okay? But I have such a deep and abiding mistrust of the federal government. That
you have to know.
I did not buy into all of the hype from the jump. I was calling it the election infection.
That's a great name for it. That's really what it was all about, you know.
It's really what it was. And so, you know, real or, you know, perceived causes there, you know, that's what it was all about. I saw a guy walking down Woodley Road all by himself wearing a silly mask. I'm like, just not too long ago, and I'm like, dude, you know, it's all over with. You got to stop this kind of stuff, but we still see the effects of it. And, you know, that's what I was trying to tell everybody. Look, this just feels like it's hyped beyond, you know, what it really is somehow. Maybe we should think twice about just giving up all of our rights and freedoms. I'll tell you something that's funny. You know, I have allergies, seasonal allergies. And so, you know, I cough or sneeze and that kind of thing. I wasn't wearing a mask during that time. I did have a handkerchief with me, you know, just to cough into. But you would never, I will never forget the looks of fear and hatred.
Oh, yeah.
Line in the grocery store or something. All the other lemmings wearing their masks and everything, and I cough and, my word, it's like I cleared the deck or something. It was incredible.
You're only 5 feet away from me and not six. Just total insanity, all of it.
It was bad. Anyway, enjoying the show, guys. Thanks a lot.
I just got to the point. I said, I'm tired of being scared.
Yes.
Of COVID. I'm gonna quit it. And I went on and started living my life, and I enjoyed it so much more. Like I say, the elite in power want to keep us scared and keep control of the situation. That's what amounts to me.
I am going to take valuable airtime here to post this thing. A tribute to the outbreak of so-called... No.
Oh, you're doing a, you're doing the post, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'd read it on the air, but it's a little bit early. I like the magazine to get out digitally, and then the printed copies will be all over the place, if not later today, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, and it's not an attack on influencers. It's just there's nothing new about that. Because you can have a cell phone and a TikTok account and call yourself an influencer. It doesn't make you're influencing anybody or anything or making any money at it. I'm sure there are already colleges. I mean, if you could study Weird Al Yankovic at Vermont State University, there's absolutely no reason why some other clown college is not offering classes in influencing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a gift, and you either have the ability to do it or you don't. We were the influencers.
But, you know,
our radio stations were Facebook before there was the internet.
I don't know these people. The fact was that you remember Paul Harvey.
Sure.
And Paul Harvey could get on there and talk about Buicks or whatever he was selling, and you believed him. And they went out and bought the stuff because they trusted Paul Harvey. You and I made a pretty decent money doing live endorsement commercials. And it wasn't, you know, they would pay a little extra, a talent fee, but it was only something that I believed in. I would never get on there and promote something I did not believe in.
Right.
And I didn't use. If I was talking about a particular car, I was driving that car.
That's why I'm an 8-time customer at Jack Ingram.
There you go. And so, but people learned, I never will forget, they signed up, it was a heating and I think it was a heating and air conditioned place. I didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we want you to do live endorsement for them.
Right.
I did my first commercial and my phones lit up saying, I am so disappointed in you. That guy is a crook.
Wow.
And boy, that was a wake-up call for me that from that point on, I was going to know who it was I was doing live commercials for. You know, I mean, I did live commercials for Donnie Turner for years.
Sure.
You know, I did Adam's Drugs when I was still doing radio and several others.
Let's talk about Adam's Drugs.
Adam's Drugs. I just saw Jim Smith this morning.
You did?
Yes.
How is my friend Jim?
He's very dapper, I'm telling you.
You know, we are planning our next butt paste pageant.
Oh, okay.
Although she technically holds the title for life, Jacqueline Tomlinson, we're going to do another party at Bauman. We gave away samples.
Yeah. Is she ready to give up the crown, though? I mean,
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, no. You know, the thing is that I think people who have not used Adams, they don't understand the difference it makes. I still hear horror stories of people going into the box stores and having to wait an hour to get a medicine. I will share this with you. It was some kind of an, I can't remember what it was for, something that the doctor told me to get. Sarah went by Adams and said, "We're sorry, we can get that for you, but let me call around and see if we can find it for you right now."
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, they'll do that. They called.
Sure.
And it was one of the big box stores. She had to go up there and wait an hour.
Wow.
Okay. She went back for a refill. You're going to have to wait an hour. And it was a tube of medicine.
That's it?
It was a tube. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to count pills. They just had to put it in a little box and put the label on it. You don't get that kind of treatment at Adams. But, you know, as a favor to me, when they said, "Well, we want to go ahead and get it for you. We can have it for you like tomorrow sometime. But let's see if we can find it for you now."
Right.
And that's the kind of people they are at Adams Drugs.
It's called customer service. And there's a reason why we're seeing national pharmacy chains closing locations. People have had it with the indifference, the eye roll. You want to question. You wait 20 minutes in a drive-through, only to be told that you got to come inside the store to ask that question of the pharmacist. They won't come to the window. It's crazy. And it's also our audience, I think, better than any other in the River region, understands the importance of the money that stays in our local economy.
Yeah, most of it... With a big chain, it's going out of town.
Uh-huh.
But with Adams, I think it's 70 or 75%.
Yes, exactly. Three quarters of every dollar.
35% or something if you go with the others. That stays in the local economy. And I tell you, I was talking to Jim this morning. Jim's such a great guy. He's the guy that I work with on the marketing there. He's the marketing director for Adams, and we work together. And but I was thinking about Mike Vinson and just how committed he is to running a great business. That whole Vinson family.
Yeah.
And there is family involved in this.
I've been to all 12 locations, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. They had three when Mike Vinson hired me. You see what I did for them?
Wow.
No. That was all the Vinson family, because he knew. I mean, Mike was one of those guys when I picked him up as a client that was what you'd call the ideal guy that you would like to work for, because he was willing to promote, he knew how to promote, and he ran a great business. And so that's all on the Vinson family, and what a great job they've done.
Absolutely, and I'm proud to have him. You know, just to tell you how seriously I take this, I have now been a food outlet shopper, thanks to you.
Yes, that's another one.
I'm almost celebrating 11 years.
Wow.
I never lose my receipt on Sunday, and I'll tell you why. One day I had to stop at another grocery store to pick up one thing. As I was walking out, one of my listeners spotted me and said, "Hey, I thought you shopped at Food Outlet." I said, "Let me show you something, my friend." Took him to my car, opened it. I keep it in the back so it doesn't get coffee spilled or some other calamity. And I had my long receipt from the previous Sunday. I said, "No, I do. I just needed one thing here." And out of convenience, I made the stop. But when I'm in there, I also reconnaissance shop so I can price compare for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've turned a lot of our morning audience into Food Outlet shoppers. The quality of the food, the service.
Sarah and I try to make that our main stop. You know, of course, they're our client. But, I mean, we are amazed at how much food we get at Food Outlet. And then, you know, there are other things we may have to go occasionally and pick up, you know, if we're just wanting to run down the road. And I'm amazed at the price differences.
Absolutely.
I'm amazed. And there are other grocery stores that claim to be low-priced. And
this week, Bluebell ice cream is $4.92 for a full half gallon. I can tell you with a straight face, that's about $4 per half gallon lower than it is at the Big Blue.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So I do check these things out.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we love shopping there ourselves.
By the way, the owner of Food Outlet came to Baumhauer's one night.
Alan Langley.
Yeah.
What a guy.
It was just really cool.
Yeah.
We are at 4:20. It's time to take a break for traffic and Rich's forecast. Keeping in mind that they are still, I mean, Rich called us from South Padre Island this morning, and they upgraded the chance for severe weather. The problem is it's coming in late.
I think we're what, in a level 3?
Yes.
Here, and then level 4 to the north.
Enhanced risk.
Yeah.
This could be one of those outbreak days where there are multiple issues all over the country. Mm-hmm. In fact, they are expecting this to be perhaps the biggest since 2011. We all remember April 27th, that day, when that beast went ripping through Tuscaloosa. That thing was breathing. It was breathing as it tore through Tuscaloosa. You could see it expand and contract as it's sucking up anything in its path. One of the scariest tornadoes ever captured on video.
I was sitting in my office at the time. We were over on the East Boulevard, and I had the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this thinking, people are dying.
Exactly. I said it on the air.
Yeah, people are dying.
We had Rich Thomas on.
Yeah.
Before he came to work with us, and at first I thought it was like documentary video of something that had happened previously, and then I'm like, it's live. And I could not help but say exactly what you did. There are people dying on TV right now in this thing. It's that bad. Mm-hmm. And that was just one of many throughout the state. The death toll was about 260-something on that day.
I mean, there have been some bad tornadoes in Alabama. And I have to tell you, Rich Thomas, of course, worked with me in radio. And this guy, even when he came in, he was not a meteorologist at the time. He just, weather was his hobby.
Right.
And he would stay on the air. He'd stay there for 30 hours plus.
Yeah.
As long as it was needed to cover bad weather. I mean, he was so committed. And the interesting thing is he's as committed today as he was back in the 70s.
Yes.
And
he takes it very personally.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
When people's lives are turned upside down by something he really has no control over.
But I watch his little, his forecast every morning that he puts together.
That's why people love it. Quick question, was Rich Thomas as
adorable
back in the day as he is today?
Oh, he was extremely. I've got pictures. I'll have to show you.
It's like baby pictures.
Well, he always looked like such a, when I hired him.
Oh, he's always a kid face, yes.
But he's never looked his age,
no,
in my opinion.
Yeah. No. In fact, that's something he and I have in common. Take a break.
Yeah.
For some traffic. What you got, Skipper?
Well, we're still very busy all over the area. Traffic's beginning to build now. We're getting later in the afternoon. Folks beginning to get off work. Very busy on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Travel Millbrook with Tubka giving us all clears, but busy street conditions. No major problems so far this afternoon. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak's been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
When I'm walking in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tootle Boy, let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental, is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branko with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's happy hour. We're watching the news, and when there's something you need to know about, we'll let you know what it is. The severe weather coming in, we'll get more on that from Rich Thomas coming up. But right now, we are taking a look back with Larry Stevens to the day.
And there's a long trip back for it, too, I'm telling you.
I'm using all my frequent flyer miles to take us to where we need to go. This one, Larry, is called Joke Off.
River, $3 includes your lunch, and all the money goes to fight muscular dystrophy. Kind of phone sounds a little upset. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sir, what's the problem anyway?
I tell you, Larry, I'm never going horseback riding again.
You never going horseback riding again?
No, man. I went the other day and I bet it. I got whiplash and my hip got all snatched out of joint and the crowd began to come around and I bet it took 20 minutes for the manager of Walmart to unplug that thing.
A cloud of dust, a fiery horse, and a hearty,
hi-oh,
silver.
He went into the danger zone. I've ridden that horse. I know it's bad. Yeah.
You know what? You would have been very, very tough competition for me in Miami. You guys were great.
It was a good morning show. I mean,
it was an excellent morning show. You know what? Even if you couldn't remember a word of what the caller said or what you guys said, the energy, the vibe was really positive, and that's what people wanted to connect with. I think we're heading back that way because the news is just so dreadful. I'm walking out of here looking for medication every day.
Well, you know, I'll be walking through a store or out, and people will come up and start talking about something that happened 45 and 50 years ago.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it, when people remember things you did?
And it's humbling. It's humbling to think that after all these years, let's see, this is our 55th year of coming to Montgomery. And I never dreamed that 55 years later I'd still be here. But
we have a couple of birthdays this month. Blue Water's turning 20 years old this month. And I start my 20th year here on April 28th.
Keep going.
We need to celebrate.
I only did 33 years here, so.
Well, I'd like to think I could hang around.
Well, please try. Beats the alternative.
Hey, we had a celebrity passing today that I want to touch on because I thought just about everything this guy did was funny. Joe Flaherty. And I originally came to be a fan when he was with SCTV, which was the Canadian Saturday Night Live. And it produced a ton of big names. In addition to Joe, he had his own career. He had Dave Thomas, John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara. Everybody that was on that show went on to have a pretty big career. And they did some funny stuff. And Joe Flaherty played this character. Every TV station in those days had its Saturday night horror movie hosted by their local Dracula ripoff.
Their own Sven Gulli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've used this sound effect numerous times on the show.
Oh, woo, woo. That's kind of scary, believe me.
It was really funny, and I've got a... Well, I guess we have a business break.
We do?
I'm looking at the thing here. I should know about this. It's 4:31. I'm going to play just a little bit of this in tribute to Joe, who made me laugh so many times. SCTV. Monster Chiller Horror Theater.
Hi, everyone. Count Floyd here, reminding you to watch this Saturday night at 11 o'clock for Monster Chiller Horror Theater. We got a scary one for you this week. It's that three-dimensional semi-classic, Dr. Tongue's House of Cats. It's in 3D, so you'll have to send away for your special glasses. Now, let's take a look at some chilling scenes from Dr. Tongue's House of Cats.
By the way. That's Catherine O'Hara, who is, of course, one of the stars of Home Alone.
Strange. I wonder why he has such an attraction towards cats.
Oh. I paused it, an attraction towards cats, and it's a guy. Anyway, I thought Joe Flaherty was one of the more underrated funny guys of all time.
Yeah, once I saw him, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in a bunch of movies, but he, one of my favorites, and I may play this sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, when SCTV celebrated its anniversary, I think it was 30 or 40 years, David Letterman was still on TV, and he had Flaherty on as a guest, and they talked about those days. And there was a lot of really good inside stuff in that interview. And if there's time, I'll get to it. But he passed away at the age of 82 today. On News Talk 93.1 FM, 272-9228, Larry is here till 5. Brett McDonald will join us at 5:15. Bad day on the market. Rich Thomas coming up, who will tell us about severe weather headed this general direction.
Well, we continue to see traffic build, and we've got a lot of cars now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery getting busy on the boulevards. 85 northbound out of Montgomery picking up a lot of traffic, as well as 65 northbound to Millbrook, Prattville. 231 to Wetumpka, really busy right at the moment. No major problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A debate is scheduled for tonight in Mobile between two Republican primary candidates seeking the nomination for the race in Congressional District 2. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker and Montgomery attorney Caroline Dobson will have the debate covered by WKRG News as they discuss a multitude of topics such as school choice, education, the border and immigration, artificial intelligence, Second Amendment rights, taxes, and the LGBTQ movement with transgenderism. Brubaker and Dobson are headed to a runoff race vote that will be held on April 16th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The gambling legislation that started out in the Alabama House will be considered again this week after a week-long hiatus. The state Senate passed a radically restructured bill that had been sent to them from the Alabama House. They reduced the gambling bill down to include only a state lottery to be voted on by Alabamians in a special election and further enforcement of laws with legal casinos that are run by the Porch Band of Creek Indians. The House must now consider whether to accept the amended bill as is or take it to a conference committee to negotiate further changes. U.S. Navy Week is underway in Montgomery ahead of the Beyond the Horizon Air Show that will feature the Navy's Blue Angels. The proclamation was made by Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed, with many community events and festivities planned in order to promote and honor the U.S. Navy. I'm Andrea Tux.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's not moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckercon.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
If
it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Documentary on the Gibb brothers. I don't remember the name of it specifically. I will find it and recommend it because their story is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And also very touching because Barry, who was the front man for the group and sang the falsetto so perfectly, is the last surviving member of the four brothers.
Wow.
And the documentary takes you through, and we've seen phenomena. You were here when Elvis came here. You have seen the kind of chaos that a superstar can create. And they, of course, went through that twice as power ballad guys in the 60s. And then when disco came along, they defined it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it all. And they won so many awards and sold tens and tens of millions of records. But at the end of the day, in this documentary, the thing that grabs you by the heart is that Barry would give all of that up to have his brothers with him.
Wow.
I got to know Morris. They spent most of their time, or a good chunk of it, when they weren't performing in South Florida. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story that you'll see in this documentary, because inspiration for songs can come from just about anywhere. But in this particular one, listen. That thumping sound?
Mm-hmm.
That is the same cadence that your tire makes going the speed limit over the 395 Causeway to the recording studio in Miami Beach. And they're thumping over that old roadbed and realizing there's a song in that.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's how Jive Talkin' was born.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a great story. When I got to know Morris, he was known as for his issues with drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pleased to tell you, because I watched it up close and personal, he was truly sober and for an extended period of time. And with hundreds of people at a 12-step meeting, he would fit right in. He did not do anything that would draw attention to himself. He just wanted to reinforce his sobriety. Sadly, he was living with a heart condition, and I was working in South Florida still at that point doing morning news when his heart gave out. They rushed him to the same hospital my daughter was born in, Mount Sinai, and he didn't make it. And Barry did not handle it well. He immediately was threatening to file lawsuits and so forth, but the next day he apologized because they made him aware that Morris was a ticking time bomb.
Mm.
But when you realize the heights and the visibility that this guy achieved, I'm talking about Morris, he just wanted to be another face in the crowd and not pick up a drink or a drug. And I so admired that.
Mm-hmm.
Glad he had those experiences. You know, you didn't want to necessarily give that up, but it can be a monster that devours the people it creates.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that how many times? You know, we talk about the dreaded 27th birthday for so many stars who died
mm-hmm.
or OD'd around that time in their life. He was a great example of a famous person who approached it the right way.
Yeah.
And I really, really respected him, and we all felt his loss because he helped a lot of newcomers, you know.
A lot of great music.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. You know, the body of work that those guys put together. And I guess Barry must be getting close to 80.
It's amazing to me when I hear the old songs, some of them going back to the 60s. I heard Nobody the Human Beings. And
Right,
no,
sure.
No, on a TV commercial the other night, and it sounded so relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it still sounded great, and a lot of the older music still sounds that way. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to hear it in the commercials. I don't know that in another 40 years we're going to be hearing today's music.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. I mean, you're absolutely right. This is the song Larry is talking about here. And we could do background vocals with the human being.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
New.
No.
No, no, no.
In fact, The Office, they made their own video with that song.
Did they?
The fact that a sitcom in the 21st century went back to 1968 for that particular record, which is a great 2 minutes and 11 seconds of fun, and made their own video kind of in a tribute to, yeah, that was really good stuff back then.
That's some great music.
Larry, I can't thank you enough for being with us today, man.
Well, it's fun. I want to mention one thing.
Oh, please.
You know, the retirees group, 65 plus, been dealing with an insurance change that the city of Montgomery made.
Yeah.
And next Monday, there's going to be a meeting of that group, and I understand that representatives from the insurance company and the city will be there. So if you are a 65-plus retiree city of Montgomery, I believe it's going to be at the Mann Wildlife Museum over at the zoo, I believe.
Can you leave or get me that information so I can promote it?
And you'll actually be able to sit down and talk about problems you've got. Fortunately for us, we haven't had a major one yet. We lost our dentist. We had a heck of a time finding somebody who would take the insurance. You know, and other people have lost their cardiologists.
Oh yeah,
especially the specialty doctors. Yeah. And right. But they pulled Blue Cross out and put this in its place. And there have been a lot of people. You know, you're over 65. This stuff is important to you.
Very.
And they knew Blue Cross Blue Shield. It paid extremely well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was on a table for 8 hours one day with a cardiologist working on me when I had the AFib problem. He says, that bill's $150,000. I never saw the first bill to me.
Well, you know, and the other thing too, Larry, we pay into these systems our entire lives, and what's the point? I mean, I'm still paying into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm still working, but over 45 years, whatever it was, I expect those benefits to be there for me and with the best possible coverage. That should be my reward, my, you know, the payoff to my investment. And what they're doing to these retirees from the city sucks.
Well, and then a lot of them took these jobs and maybe could have made more money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the benefits meant something to them. They knew one day I'm going to get old. I'm going to have a great medical benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, you know, it gets pulled out. And we've encountered all sorts of issues. I've been to several meetings. My wife is a city retiree. And so, as a result, I've been involved in this thing all along. As I said, we haven't had terrible problems so far, but it's still new. It only started in January, so we haven't been to the doctor a lot since first year.
Let me know. I can join
we'll
that.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Larry Stevens.
I'll keep you informed. Hey, I enjoyed it.
We are grateful as always for everything you do for us, man. You're the best. We are at 4:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to meet a guest here to talk about an event coming up into the city shortly. Right now, let's hit the traffic touch.
Well, we have an accident reported. The 3300 block of Vaughn Road. If you're turning off Zelda, headed over to Montgomery Academy, this is going to be just past the school at Wentworth Drive. Please use caution there. Very busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Boulevards have light to moderate traffic. We have Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clear. No problems there. Buckle up and keep it here for traffic updates. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell Shea, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And maybe that's you running down a dream, or at least running. Joining us here in the studio is Dave Stever. And you're here to talk about the 45th running of the Jubilee AK. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks. Nice to be here.
All right. This is a 2-mile run walk?
Well, there's two different runs.
Oh, the Peggy Lanier is the 2 mile run. Okay.
Correct. Running the Jubilee is an 8K. It's almost a hair less of 5 miles.
Right.
Up and down the hills of Montgomery, Alabama. Hmm. And then the Peggy Lanier run is also a run and a walk. We're one of the only races that I know of that offer first, second, and third place trophies for walkers instead of just all the runners.
Well, I'll tell you what, if your sciatic nerve is kicking in, walking 8K, that should be rewarded.
Yes, it will. We got a lot of good things going. We got a lot of sponsors that bring things to donate. We have cards, gift cards to give out. We're doing all this to support the Sheriff's Youth Ranches, the Alabama Sheriff's Youth Ranches. They provide the services for the at-risk young people. Their motto is, it's easier to build boys and girls than to repair men and women.
That, I believe, with my heart and soul, to be absolutely accurate. It's the premium opportunity is when there's behavior at youth where that can be identified and worked with. Because too often, it is not.
Yeah.
And then we have tragedies that come as a result of that. How do people sign up for the race?
Okay, there's several ways that you can sign up for the race. You can go to our Facebook page, Running in the River Region. There's a link there. You can go to our website, riverregionrunners.org,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to Run Sign Up and search for the Montgomery Jubilee 8K. Be sure and put in Montgomery, Alabama. There's one up in Maryland. We don't want to
okay.
go there.
Bound to happen. Now, this is going to happen on Saturday, May 18th.
Correct.
The weekend after Mom's Day in Old Alabama Town. I've been to Old Alabama Town numerous times, but what specific location will this be?
Oh, it's going to be starting and finishing in the road right out in front of Old Alabama Town. It's very family-oriented, too. If you have one or two people in your family that run, the rest that don't run, but they want to support them, there's plenty for the kids to do when they are waiting for Mom or Dad to come back. Plus, there's Old Alabama Town. Learn a lot about Alabama and about the local community, what it was and what it's grown to be.
And there's a large playground available for younger kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think around the 18th of May, especially since it's an early morning event, the weather should still be very friendly for participation and for those who just want to get to Old Alabama Town and take it in.
That's correct. There's a lot of walking tours you can do around Old Alabama Town. So after the race, when you want to cool down or you want to explore, you can go walking around there. The weather has been cooperating the last 3-4 years. Don't want to jinx it, but
right.
It's been a good run. It's fairly cool. You might have to deal with the humidity, but hey, this is Montgomery, Alabama. What do you expect from me?
The Alabama Sheriff's Youth Ranches are 501c3 organizations, so the entry fee is tax deductible.
That's correct. That and our organization also is 501c3, which means that we're a charitable organization. Last year we donated $4,800. We'd like to make $5,000 or better this year, and it's all dependent upon how many people sign up for us.
Well, we hope you get out and join. This is Dave Stever, Vice President of the River Region Runners. Tell us about that group.
The River Region Runners is a local running group. We put on a lot of races. We support each other by basically saying, okay, you have a 5 mile run in the morning, I'll run with you. Or we also support different charitable organizations in the local area.
Mm-hmm. And let me see, did I miss anything here? Again, the website to sign up is Run Sign Up. One word, runsignup.com, search for Montgomery Jubilee 8K, and follow the directions. The race is a little more expensive the day of at $35, so there's an advantage to signing up early. And again, there'll be acknowledgments for the best finishers in the top three, male and female, for both the run and the walk, correct?
That is correct. In fact, we are friendly as far as giving out medals. We have 5-year age groups, which really is nice. I'm outliving my competition. I normally can get in there.
So am I.
You know, trying to run as fast as I can, but there's hills. If you have a race in Montgomery, Alabama, you're going to have hills. So one thing I'd like to point out is that you can come down there. If you wake up that Saturday morning, you decide the weather is perfect for you to go run, mm-hmm. come on down. You can register day of race.
Awesome. Dave, it's a pleasure to see you. Congratulations on being such an incredible athlete. You're in the 70-plus.
Yes, sir, 71.
Good for you. Good for you, man. Great to have you with us, and let us know anytime we can support your organization or the Alabama Sheriff's Youth Ranches.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Dave Clarence. All righty. We are at, we're getting close to 5 o'clock. I just learned that Brant McDonald will not be able to join us. He is a little under the weather, you know? And there's a guy who does take good care of himself, so we'll look forward to him joining us tomorrow. The market was down 400 points today, so we'll get some insight on why that may have happened from the Wall Street Business Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. What I would like to share with you now is the opportunity for you to live the American dream with a little help from our friend Morris Capuano. He's always been a semi-regular with us on Wednesday nights at Baum Hours. He's a great guy. And when you have a need for money, whether you're looking to buy a home or take some money out of your existing home or start a business or certain investments, let him get you the money. This is what he lives to do, to hand the keys to a new home to people, to hand the check over so people can have this home improvement they've been dying to have done for years that will enhance the value and enjoyment of their home. And now he has the resources of Troy Bank and Trust, a statewide institution that covers all of Alabama and will always be known as Troy Bank and Trust because their charter forbids them from being merged with. So if you're if you've been through the Bank of the Week Club with some of the local financial institutions, what's your name today? Troy Bank and Trust, that's never going to be an issue with them. And Morris has access to their assets so that they can make them available to you to make your life better, to find you that home. And even though interest rates are a little higher right now, yeah, I lived through a time, I think everybody in this room once lived through a time when interest rates were double digits. So it can always get worse and you still got the tax deduction. So let Morris help you. That's Morris Capuano and Troy Bank and Trust, 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88693, member FDIC. Traffic and then the business report. And Mitch Hedberg, too, for some laughs.
Well, we have an accident reported. The 3300 block of Vaughn Road. If you're turning off Zelda headed over to Montgomery Academy, this is going to be just past the school at Wentworth Drive. Please use caution there. Very busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Boulevards have light to moderate traffic. We have Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. No problems there. Buckle up and keep it here for traffic updates. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell Shea, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks had their worst day in 4 weeks as Wall Street hits the brakes on what's been a nearly unstoppable romp. Worries rising that the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates fewer times than expected this year. Concerns have also grown that the U.S. stock market has become too expensive after leaping since late October. Health insurers helped lead the market lower after the U.S. government announced lower than expected rates for Medicare Advantage. The Dow was down 396 points to close at 39,170. The NASDAQ lost 156 to 16,240. The S&P 500 dropped 38 points to 5205. New York oil rose $1.44 to $85.15 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers